The scene is our family seated around the table after the evening meal. The characters, Robert or Bud, a freshman at the agricultural college.
Hello, folks.
Doris or Dodie, a freshman in high school, much interested in literature.
This is our first broadcast, but if you can take it, we can.
Margaret or Peg, a junior at the university.
I hope this works.
Lois, known as Shorty, now in the eighth grade. Her hobby is horses. Her greatest interest is in animals, and her present ambition is to become a veterinarian and cure sick pets.
Howdy, folks. I'm scared, but I'll try and stay on.
And last, Dad, who was assigned this job and has turned it over to the kids. Bud and Peg are home for the weekend, and the meal has been a lot of fun. Mother is in the family circle, but she doesn't get a chance to talk this time. It's all yours, Bud.
The meeting will now come to order. Shorty, tip your chair down, part your gum, get your legs unwound, and try to forget your Greta Garbo or Myrna Loy for the nonce. Is nonce right? Thought I might get called on that one.
I'll take a chance. What is a nonce? It isn't time in the past, nor does it refer to anticipated events. It's a delicate allusion to the immediate present. Isn't that just too delightfully clear?
That's what they learn in college. Just make simple things more complicated.
Girls, girls, stop this unseemly bickering. The purpose of this all-family conference is to decide what we're going to do Sunday afternoon. It has been suggested. One, that we take a hike. Pop. Two, that we go for a ride. Mom. Three, that we go to the show. Shorty. All others not yet reported may have their say-so now.
Why wouldn't it be a pious idea to discuss this weighty matter over a pan of popcorn? I'll volunteer to pop the corn while you kids pop the questions.
Why not let me pop the corn? All I want to do is read my new book. So my comments, while the operation of expanding the corn kernels is in progress, will not be of material importance. You'd better learn how first. Probably if you pop, the corn would fall. Remember the cake. Won't you ever forget that? Mom, didn't Pig ever have a cake that fell?
I'll say she did. Definitely. They cut it up with an axe and fed it to me as a new kind of pudding.
Why not let me pop the corn? Of course, I'm not an expert like the rest of you claim, and I'd rather eat it than pop it. But Bud thinks he's a chairman or something. Doe doesn't want to miss any big words. Peg is spoiling for an argument, and you need Pop as a referee. Get along, little popper, get along, little popper.
No, Shorty, we can't trust one so young and tender with such a tough assignment. You'd probably try to put a saddle on the stove and get so interested the corn would burn. Bridle your tongue. You can't. Just that'll halter.
Oh.
I note your inane remarks, ladies, especially the precious puns of our pernicious sister. As the oldest and only male child in this family, as the most experienced and competent popper in the company...
I resent that.
As the one most likely to proceed immediately to perform the required manual labor with proper precision and eclat...
Whoop, Bud, that's éclat.
What kind of clay?
He's off the range and running loose. Get a rope.
That's arrogant. What does he think? Or does he? Listen.
The odoriferous perfumes that load the spicy gale.
Popcorn! Mom's popping!
While we sat here in indolent chatter, Mother just went ahead and accomplished what we only contemplated.
Three cheers for Mom!
Well, as I was saying when so rudely interrupted, how this family does ramble in their conversations. What are we going to do next Sunday afternoon? That was the original subject for discussion, if you remember. Or do you remember?
How would this be? Mother wants a ride, Pop wants a hike, Shorty wants a show, and Dode wants a chance to read. Let's drive out to our own farm if the weather is good. That's a ride.
And I can look over the walnut trees and the little pines in the woodlot. That's a hike.
And I can watch the lambs and pigs. That's a good show anytime.
And I can sit in the car and read. That's entirely satisfactory.
While Mother and Peg can talk all afternoon with little interruption. That sounds good. Any objections? A motion is in order to adjourn.
How can we adjourn with the popcorn coming up? Let's just unhitch the heavy questions and put our jaws to better use. Dad, do horses like popcorn? Chuny and Tommy certainly do. Tommy is so old his teeth are all gone, and he can't chew so well. Do they ever make false teeth for cats?
Thus we go from the sublime heights of intellect to a discussion of the intimate parts of animals. Just the same, it's more fun to stay at home and do things than to attend some so-called entertainment.
You're afraid you'll miss something, and you will miss it when you have to leave and go away to school.
This meeting is adjourned. Let's get the dishes done before the corn is ready.
I'll wash. Oh, do let me wash.
I beg you to allow me.
Peg, wash, and we'll all wipe. Let's go.
We're gone.